Simon Parker from The Telegraph and Argus joins me now. Simon, it must be seen as positive news, Phil Parkinson breaking his silence, confirming he's just getting on with his job at Bradford City.
Well, I think there's the general sense around Bradford is one of relief from supporters, because obviously when you see your manager, and certainly one who's done as well as he has, when you see him strongly linked with another job, there's naturally concern. And you know, the longer that no one was saying anything about this, I think the more the fears were growing. So the fact that Phil's now come out and say, yes, there was an approach, the club knocked it back, and I'm just getting on with it, you know, I think it's a case of sort of rest a little bit easier for a lot of people.
So it was a case then that Phil Parkinson hasn't pushed for Bradford City to accept the approach. He just let it be in the club's hands.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, clubs make approaches for players and managers, you know, all the time. It's sort of standard practice, isn't it? And it's up to the, you know, obviously the Bradford City themselves will have told Phil of the approach, and they'll have presumably also told Phil that, yeah, we've been approached, but we're not accepting that. And, you know, as the employee of the club, he accepts that and gets on with it. You know, I think it was just the fact that, obviously, with Sheffield United not actually announcing a manager until, obviously, around about now, you know, people are just sort of thinking, well, you know, it's a lot of silence, no one's saying anything, and that's when the uncertainty grows. Not just sort of amongst supporters, but also, you know, amongst players, whether you're current players who are sort of, you know, sorting out your contract for next season, or potential transfer targets. I mean, obviously, if you don't know the situation at the club you're going to, or the manager you're still potentially working for, then, you know, it unsettles everyone all round.
And of course, Phil Parkinson has done such a fine job at Bradford City. Them cup runs are the most notable, but it also has to be said how well they've done in the league, not far off the playoffs. It does seem like the momentum's there to try and get into those top six places for next season.
Well, exactly. I think that's obviously the aim. I mean, each year, I think the phrase gradual progress, it sounds a little bit of a cliche, but when you look at where the club was when he took over in August 2011, you know, and it was that time the brief was literally just stay in the Football League. You know, he inherited a terrible squad, you know, a very flabby squad that needed working on, and he's worked it round, and each year there's been a progression. And, all right, it's not been spectacular in terms of league form. It's always been sort of steady progression, but obviously with these throwing these two amazing cup runs, and I think you know what he's delivered in the last few years is sort of beyond a lot of Bradford's fan dreams compared to, you know, what they'd had to put up with in the previous decade or so, and the fact that they finished in the end, you know, frustratingly close to the playoffs, but it's certainly given them a launch pad to sort of seriously get in there for next season.
And talking about players and the uncertainty regarding Phil Parkinson now going away, do you think it's going to be a case then that John Stead will be putting pen to paper on a deal?
Well, he's certainly a player they're very keen to sign. You know, they've made no secret of that. And to be fair, John's always made it clear since about halfway through the season that ideally he'd like to sign for at Valley Parade. I mean, you know, football being football, there's no guarantees or no givens or anything. And obviously other clubs have acknowledged an interest. I mean, Chesterfield are certainly very serious about him. And with all the uncertainty off the field regarding the takeover and what's going to happen potentially next at the club, you can understand why other teams have suddenly thought, hang on, we might have a crack at him here. But Phil said he's planning to sit down within the next couple of days. I mean, John said he's been away on holiday, and I believe he's going away on holiday again soon. So obviously he's going to sit down with him, and I'm sure he's going to sell it to him as best he can. And the fact that Phil is sort of obviously very much part of the furniture again for next season has got to be a positive selling point, you know, towards getting a player of John's calibre.
And another player, James Hansen, someone I know quite a bit about because he played for Guiseley, fantastic player. Obviously, Millwall had that bid rejected. Do you think that will have ended Millwall's interest in him?
Well, it's a strange one, isn't it? Because their interest has sort of been, you know, almost quite historic, and it's been going on a long time. And the fact that I know Ian Holloway was keen for a long time on Hansen, and obviously with him going, you know, Neil Harris has sort of basically said, oh yeah, he's still on our list, we'll have a look at him. I mean, they're very keen on a target man, Millwall, and they have been for a while. So it'd be interesting. I mean, whether, you know, sort of the Bradford's valuation of the player is anywhere near what Millwall's valuation of the player, bearing in mind Millwall have just gone down, it sort of raises question marks. Obviously, if they were still a Championship club, then you think, well, I'm sure they'd come back with an improved offer if they're serious. You know, obviously, having gone down the division, they might think twice. So I think it's a very fluid situation. I mean, you know, no way are City looking to push James Hansen out, because he's, you know, you talk about what Phil Parkinson has done for the club. I mean, James Hansen's been a fantastic player, how he's developed over the years and what he's helped City achieve. And there's no way they'll be looking to sort of, you know, shove them out the door, thanks very much, move on with it upwards, you know. But obviously, every player has a price at whatever level you're playing at. And, you know, we're all a test in the water. So I wouldn't be surprised if other clubs are looking at him and coming with something. But I wouldn't say there's a guarantee that Millwall will come back because, you know, financially they might sort of think, well, we've got to be a bit more careful this year.
So it does appear that there's a bit more stability on the pitch. Talking about off it, Gianni Paladini has spoken about his interest is still there in Bradford City. Just what is the update regarding the takeover bid?
Well, as you say, I mean, we spoke to Gianni and he did sort of confirm that, yeah, he's still seriously interested. But, you know, he's not saying he's walking away. He thinks he's very close to a deal. You know, I think the club may beg to differ on that one. I mean, it's, you know, you hear very different versions from different people. I mean, as it stands, you know, he's got as much chance of buying the club from the current owners as any other potential suitor. I mean, you know, all that's been removed is the fact that they won't talk exclusively to him. You know, whereas before they might have sort of said, you know, for the last month, anyone else who was interested was told, well, you're going to have to wait because we're talking to Mr. Paladini and it's either his or no one's this month. Now that exclusive period has run out, you know, as they say, we'll entertain his interest as much as anyone else's, but that's, you know, it's no guarantee that means they're going to take it any further.